Welcome to The Pen That Writes, a podcast where we will talk to authors about their lives beyond the books and stories that their environment wrote for them. My name is Ayan, and I am your host for this series, where we will be in conversation with your favorite authors and ask questions that explore entirely new themes. Today on the show, we have an engineer based in Bangalore, a man who had a rags to riches story when it comes to his school grades, the author of Six Secrets Smart Students Never Tell You, and many other self-help books, Chandan Deshmukh. Chandan, hi. How are you, Chandan?
Hi, Ayan. I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm great, Chandan. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I hope you are ready for today's questions and session.
Absolutely. I'm more than excited, and it's my first podcast, so you know, there are many first times in a man's life, and this is one of them.
That's great to hear. So my first question obviously is, at any point of life, from starting to adopt the smart student methods to publishing your latest book, did you think you'd be in a podcast hosted by an unknown comedian who might get arrested in the future?
Not at all. Not at all, Ayan. You know, during my childhood, I couldn't even write anything. Yeah. So I never knew that Penguin would, come forward to publish my books. And I have written 3 books, you know, that's really great. And thank you, Ayan, for hosting me.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay. So Chandan, when you did finally start getting better at your academics, which is a big theme in your books, like how to be better at your academics, what was the general reaction at home? Was your, mother ekdam joyous, or, you know, were they like generic Indian parents and they're like, oh, 90 is not enough, get 95.
Yes. So, during my schooling, I was a below average student, sitting on the fourth bench, supporting the wall. All my teachers used to call me butterfly because, you know, I used to wander, though I sit in one place. All my friends were in the top ranks, 1 to 10. I was the odd man out.
Right.
One day changed my life. You know, I had been to a parent-teacher meeting. You know, that's the most horrible, horrendous day for any student, right? Parent-teacher
yes,
meeting.
Yes, of course.
So then, you know, my class teacher unveiled the, my marks card, like an icing on the cake. It read C+. As if adding one more plus would have made my future resume strong. After that, my mom started crying, and it was a huge scene in the parent-teacher meeting. And so that day, I decided one thing. My class teacher is my enemy. Yeah. So after that, I started reading smart students more than the textbooks. All my friends, they were in the top rank. So I used to shadow them right from the way they chewed the back of the pencil until the way they smart studied. So with that, I could do better. You know, as they say, a donkey cannot become a horse, right? A donkey yeah. can become a better donkey. So I was around 35, 40 student. And then I zoomed up to 85, 90. So that's how, you know, my student life went on. And then I understood that, you know, there are many students, you know, after I graduated, I felt that there are many students who are trying to go through the same tide, which I went through, right? So I wanted to help them out. So I tried writing blogs, which didn't work out. Then I wrote a couple of chapters and reached out to, publishers. They immediately accepted them, accepted the thought process, and tada, I was an author all of a sudden. My parents, they really thought, are can you become a guy? Not at all, yaar. No, you're not such a guy who can write a book. So, you know, I second their thought because, you know, I never wrote anything during my childhood. But all of a sudden, I wrote 3 books now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a big journey so far.
What actually, you know, prompted you? Was it, you know, yourself who thought of this, or was it more of, you know, someone suggested it to for you to write all this?
You know, the you know, whenever we have a party at home, there will be some aunties who will ask, you know, are beta kya karne wala hai abhi, what is your plan, all those things, right? So similarly, there was an auntie of mine who pushed her kid forward and said, are dekho, I mean, see, this guy has done graduation, just ask him how you can become one. So then I started telling him few tips, you know, and then it really struck him. And then I thought, why not reach out to a broader audience? You know, why only one kid or 2 kids?
Right.
Why not the whole of the country, right? So that's where this idea came in. But I was not very confident about writing a book, because becoming an author, it's always a big dream for many of us. You know, it's not a small step. So that's why I wrote only a couple of chapters, just to test the waters. And then I thought that it'll not fly, you know. But, you know, somehow the destiny had a different plan for me.
So unlike a lot of authors out there, your journey was quite unexpected compared to theirs.
Agree with you. Yes.
That's great. So we have a lot of Indian authors, and, you know, a lot of brilliant Indian authors, but most of them seem to be more on the fiction side or maybe storytelling genre. And as far as I know, you're the only person writing self-help books. Why do you think that is? Why do you think we don't have a lot of Indian authors writing self-help books?
That's a good question. Yeah. So self-help is a niche genre, and though it was downtrodden, now it's picking up, you know. Now non-fiction is really picking up, because non-fiction is all about you know, ideas and advices and suggestions, best practices. So I think that you know, India as a country has been you know, very rich in terms of best practices. You know, the ideas have been passed on from generation to generation, and that's the reason, you know, we're reaching out to suggestions or new ideas were not, you know, very much you know, from the outside. It was always from the inside, the family values and the near and dear ones.
Right.
Yet nowadays, it's picking up. Non-fiction is picking up. Fiction, on the other side, this is what I have heard from the industry, that fiction is seeing a downward trend. That's because now we have Netflix, Amazon Prime, and many other OTT platforms where people are getting satiated, right? Their need for fiction, their need for stories, is getting quenched from those OTT platforms, right? So for that reason, they're not reaching out to fiction books to read. I mean, there are people who are reading fiction, but I've heard that it is seeing a downward trend.
Okay.
On the other side of the coin, the non-fiction, it's picking up a lot because now, you know, as we speak, we are amidst a pandemic. And people are not, you know, venturing outside a lot. So for that reason, they're introspecting and seeing how they can self-improve. So that's where the nonfiction is picking up. And now I think there will be a series of new authors, new generation of authors who will be, you know, coming forward to write more on the nonfiction side.
Right, right. No, I do agree ki the pandemic has also, you know, given birth to a lot of self-help books, because in my own circle, I've seen a few here and there, you know, friends of friends who have published self-help books and everything. So yeah, maybe fiction is on a downtrend when it comes to India. And who knows, maybe the self-help books will be the new thing in, you know, the coming couple of years. So what do you think, what is something you'd change about the current education system, which is personally, I mean, it's very flawed. I feel that the current education system is very flawed, very out of date, honestly. So what would you change about the current education system?
Absolutely. So Ayan, I think there are many misconceptions and there is a huge gap in terms of how education is being driven in the country. Example, you know, when it comes to the technology, we are still learning in the micrometer kind of curriculum. However, we have nanometer in the real world aspects, right? So that is one aspect, you know, we want to change. There should be industry to education bridge, right? So a lot of practical based education would be the go-to curriculum. And then there are many myths in the environment, you know. There is best time to study. You'll have to wake up early in the morning, 5 a.m. to study. And then it's all in the genes. If your parents are stalwarts, then you will become one. Else, no. All subjects are the same. You need to buy hard the notes. So these are few misconceptions which are running around. And that's what my books also bursts. Right. So, you know, I feel that education along with the right sense of thought process for the kids would be required. And that's where the teacher training will also be very important, you know, because we spend around 16 years of our time, at least 16 years until graduation. To you know, we spend time with teachers, right? So they are like our models.
Right.
So I think, you know, though teachers are really passionate to teach students, they're somewhat, you know, the teacher training is lacking, you know. If they can be given more information, the Gen Z kind of information, the training, then I think they can do much better. So that's what on the teacher level. On the students level, I think students must be given, you know, a lot of choices to study well. Now, if you see, better you become an engineer or else a doctor or a lawyer. So these three were the only go-to career aspects, right?
Yeah.
But now things have changed. Now, you know, there are YouTubers, there are podcasters, people who go with hydroponics, aquaponics. Now gamers are there. 50 years ago, if you see, if somebody told anybody that you can make a living out of just speaking, then they would have had a belly burst laughter. Not anymore, right? So people are creating jobs now. So if you see, in the Neolithic age, there were only two jobs, hunter gatherer, not anymore. So I think students must be given, better choices, new kinds of, course material should come in. And I think the books have to be rewritten. The curriculum books have to be rewritten and new topics should be introduced. And we need to de-glamorize the engineering and all the mainstream education. I'm not against them because I am one of them. I'm an engineer. So I want to we want to glamorize the remaining set of the professions as well.
Yeah.
If you see, you know, in the recent times we had Olympics, right? So if you see Indians, though we are on an upward trend in terms of number of the medals, but still we can do more, you know. On the other side, US and China, they're winning medals left, right, and center.
Exactly.
And if you see the population, we are on a higher trend, right? Compared to the US. Yet, can't we get right kind of skill set, right kind of people for an event which happens once in few years? We definitely can, right? So I think that's where we need to diversify and look into all the other aspects along with the main curriculum. So that's how the education system should be turning
So
out.
the problem is lying more towards the institutions of education than the students and the teachers. That is,
Agree.
I
I
guess.
think it's a mixed bag. You know, everything works hand in hand.
Yeah.
So you know, even the parents for that matter, you know, even they have to, you know, motivate the students, and sometimes they tend to push students a lot. You know, see, that guy is getting 95, you're only getting 65. So that comparison has to go. You know, we need to have a heart to heart talk to the kids, and somehow, you know, we need to compare with ourselves, right? So the kid has to compare with himself or herself on a daily basis. So that's how we can improve than you know, comparing it with the others. And even the students, for that matter, you know, even they have to, you know, go the extra mile and explore more. Example, you know, they can have a Sunday project. You know, let's say the institution is stopping us from doing more. Let's say, I mean, worst case scenario. In that case, we have a Sunday or a Saturday on a weekend. We are free to do whatever we want to do, right? On a weekday basis, we have our obligations, being a student, being a teacher, or working anywhere. But on a weekend, we are what we are. We can explore more. We can start a new hobby. Start your entrepreneurial mindset. So, I mean, that's where even the students have to work. I mean, it's a mixed bag. Ayan. Everybody has to work in order to better the overall society and education system.
You were talking about the Olympics, how we didn't, you know, get enough medals considering our population and considering we can't find the right people, which reminds me of that Neeraj Chopra, who recently won the gold medal for our javelin. His coach, who was German, I think he had a German coach who was a world record holder.
Agreed.
And he was the former coach, I'm not sure now. But the thing was, he actually said things against our institutions of sports, you know, the people who support this sportsmen like Neeraj Chopra and others. He said ki the institutions didn't provide properly for his diets, for his things, and which, you know, your supplements for the athletes and stuff. So I guess that is also there ki, you know, sometimes when someone is trying, someone else is not, and when maybe the institution is trying, the students and the teachers are not. So I guess this is a very give and take thing where we need to cooperate with the system and you know, the teachers as well. Let's do promotions. let's get right into it. Tell me about this book.
That's what I did a minute ago, you know, just wanted to push in one of my book into the conversation.
Let's plug in properly now.
Yeah, exactly. So end of the day, you know, it's the authors who need to publish the, I mean, who need to market the book. Yeah. So there are publishers who will promote, but still it's predominantly the author who will have to push the book, unfortunately. Yes. So yes, Ayan. So I've written 3 books so far. Fortunately, you know, Penguin Random House. So they published me. I've written 3 books. The first one, 6 Secrets Smart Students Don't Tell You. And the second one is 7 Dream Jobs and How to Find Them. So this book speaks about, you know, about the avenues wherein you can find your dream job. 7 dream jobs. So everybody, we have around 16 types of people in this world, broadly classified. And every kind of person has their 7 kind of jobs, which are sweet spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those 7 jobs, it is different for you, it is different for me, and it's different for somebody else. Yeah.
Right.
Their sweet spot. So that's where this book talks about. It's for anybody who wants to, you know, who are confused on which job to choose and what am I doing with my life. So all those questions will be debunked in the book, 7 Dream Jobs and How to Find Them.
Right.
And the third book, which launched recently, it's titled 5 Mantras Only Successful Students Know. So here, you know, the idea is, you know, I've ensured that the book is not boring. You know, these kind of non-fiction books, they tend to be boring, whichever is the market. But I weave it with a story behind it.
Yes.
You know, and walk them through so that it's a page turner.
Hmm.
So the story here is that there is a teacher, Mrs. Ahalya. So she has a tough student, you know, who is very atrocious. However, that student, he has a very good, you know, energy with him, but it is not being channelized well. Yeah, and he's very atrocious, and the institution also cannot take tough steps against him because his father is one of the founders of the institution.
Oh.
Yeah. So how does the teacher tame the student? And what all things he learns in the due course of time, and what all myths will she burst? So that's the topic about. So I talk about five aspects. You know, it speaks right. about time management. It speaks about memory techniques, goal settings. You know, and many myths will be burst in the book. So that's how this book goes. And fortunately, you know, I have sold more than 100,000 copies, more than 1 lakh copies of my
yeah.
books so far. I'm very fortunate to have reached out to so many, you know, students. I thought only my relatives and friends would buy the books. Yeah. because yes. that's the state of the publishing industry, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I thought even I'll be one of the ditto ones. But fortunately, I sold more than 1,20,000 copies so far of my books.
No, that's great.
And I think that there are many students who will really, you know, benefit out of these books, and the numbers say so.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree. Your books are, you know, page turners. Because personally, I have tried like 2 self-help books, I think, and I genuinely can't get myself to read self-help books. But you know, and on a random day, I'll be completely honest, on a random day, maybe I wouldn't have picked up your book. But when I was reading it, I was glad, because you know, you had stories of, you know, children, you know, interacting with life in general. And that was a great place to start. You can, you know, you can see yourself as a student, and you can see those mistakes you made. You know, and you instead of putting only stories, you also put in emotions, which was a very brilliant way to, you know, keep us hooked to that story and the lesson itself. So that was really nice, and it's great to hear that, you know, the book is out and doing great. Which reminds me, you said you've only released 3 books, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
What about the book 5 Lies My Teacher Told Me? What about that?
Yes. So that book, you know, 5 Lies My Teacher Told Me, it's a controversial title, right? So
yeah.
But the book, but the content is really you know, well accepted. However, the title, because of the title, you know, we had to change the title. So that's where 5 Mantras Only Successful Students Know.
Okay.
Came into picture. Yeah, it was the title was changed,
right? Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So that's the thing. No, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought that controversy sells, but
I mean, it
I'm
does.
Afraid it's only in Bollywood.
It's only in Bollywood and news. That is it.
News. I agree with you. So not in the publishing, at least for students. Yeah. So that's where we had to change the title.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, if controversy wants to sell, you have to go big with the title then. I mean, this is still subtle. You have to go big, like,
I have ideas,
but I don't want to see them right now. As I said, I'm not getting arrested today. And that concludes our time for the first part of this episode. Join in for part 2, where we will talk more with Chandan. To listen to the second part, just tap the forward button or find the part 2 on our account on major streaming platforms. Be sure to follow our Instagram at ThyBookBox and join our Discord community full of fellow bookworms and nerds from all across the world. Stay safe, happy reading, and thank you for listening.